From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Federal prosecutors today indicted the former CEO of HealthSouth Corporation, Richard Scrushy. They charged him with 85 counts of securities fraud, mail and wire fraud, money laundering, and certifying false financial statements. Scrushy is accused of using illicit gains to finance an extravagant lifestyle. His lawyers say he'll plead not guilty. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
It was 7 months ago that the first of what was to become a parade of HealthSouth executives stepped forward and said the Birmingham, Alabama company was cooking its books. They said the fraud was directed by the company's founder and then CEO, Richard Scrushy. The 51-year-old Scrushy steadfastly denied the charges. Today, the government shot back, unveiling its criminal case against him. Assistant Attorney General Christopher Wray spoke at a press conference at the Justice Department in Washington.
The magnitude of the alleged fraud is staggering. The indictment alleges that Scrushy and his accomplices reported $2.7 billion, let me say that again, $2.7 billion in fictitious income over the course of the conspiracy.
Wray said the conspiracy began in 1996 and continued until this year. He said Scrushy routinely received financial reports that showed HealthSouth wasn't making as much money as the company had told analysts on Wall Street. He said Scrushy ordered executives to falsify the company's financial statements and made sure they complied.
According to the indictment, Scrushy enforced discipline among the members of the conspiracy through threats, intimidation, and payoffs. Scrushy also eavesdropped on HealthSouth employees' telephone calls and emails and tried to buy their silence.
The indictment alleges Scrushy made close to $300 million off the scheme. The money went to support what IRS Commissioner Mark Everson called a lavish lifestyle, which few Americans could possibly imagine.
With his ill-gotten gains, Mr. Scrushy purchased multiple estates, racing and leisure boats, fine art by Picasso, Renoir, and Miro, cars, including a Lamborghini and a Rolls Royce, and extravagant jewelry such as a 22-carat diamond ring.
The government wants to seize those and other assets. Today's indictment is the first test of the government's powers to hold CEOs responsible for fraud under the new Sarbanes-Oxley Act. The act makes CEOs and CFOs criminally liable for certifying false financial statements. Assistant Attorney General Christopher Wray said the indictment had a message for all corporate executives.
If a corporate fraud is perpetrated on your watch, you will be thoroughly investigated. And if the evidence shows that you participated in the fraud, you will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And if you profited from the fraud, we will take your ill-gotten gains away from you.
Meanwhile, Richard Scrushy appeared before a U.S. magistrate in Birmingham today, where he was ordered to post his homes and HealthSouth stock as bond and to wear an electronic ankle bracelet. Scrushy's lawyers say they're looking forward to their day in court. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.